Hey, Marvin May, it's Joanne. Yesterday was a great day with lots of follow-ups and one complete conversation, which, as you know, is my commitment to myself and my company for now, and I will continue to increase that as you know, the weeks and months go on. But, I was also doing a lot of reflecting on the webinar on Monday, and there were so many great takeaways, but one in particular really kind of caught my ear that I was able to start implementing right away. And it really kind of ties in with it came from Jillian Monroe, and it really worked into what Jim and Shelley talk about all the time. So I just lost my train of thought, I'm sorry. But, the Would It Surprise You sheet. I love the way that Jillian talked about utilizing that Would It Surprise You sheet, and I've been sprinkling that in here and there, but not really utilizing it to its full potential. She was talking about using it as an onboarding process for new customers. And I thought, what a phenomenal idea to get that established in the beginning. Like, if you look at every successful company, or even not successful company sometimes, everyone does have an onboarding process. And it brings, I guess comfort might be the right word, and it also brings confidence for the new person in the company that they're integrating into in whatever capacity they're integrating, right? So why shouldn't my company have an onboarding process for new customers? That includes a Would It Surprise You sheet that they're aware of right from the very beginning. So today I'm going to start working on, working that into the conversation right at the beginning when I'm starting to talk to somebody and, you know, listening for that need, want, and desire. And then, you know, when I'm introducing my company, saying, you know, something to the effect of, you know, okay, this is what I do. You know, it's my company policy. You've got this great program that helps you find 10 to 20 products that you absolutely love, can't live without, and if you are not 100% satisfied, as in like you never want to not have this product, then, you know, you're going to get your money back. You know, you don't really have a choice. Like, it's my company policy that you're going to get your money back. And in order to get this whole process started, I'm going to send you, you know, a simple sheet called Would It Surprise You? And you're going to be able to check off products in different categories that you're already using as part of your Anyway Money. And, you know, once you're done with that, we're going to go through it and we're going to pick a couple of products. You're going to guide, of course, but, you know, pick a couple of products that you want to start with. We're going to get them ordered for you. If you don't like them, if you don't absolutely love them, and if they don't meet or exceed expectations, then you're going to get your money back on those. And we're just going to take a couple more, and we're just going to keep going down your list, essentially your shopping list, until we find those products that we were talking about that you absolutely love. So I want that to be part of my, you know, initial conversation in customers, so that they know more of what to expect. It's more clearly defined, it's more clearly outlined, and it'll help them, it'll help me, and I don't know, I think it just would expedite things a lot. So that's kind of what I'm working on today. I've already started to use that sheet more with existing customers. Sent it to a couple people yesterday, and just really excited about where this whole concept in all of 2023.